First of all, let me apologize for this background music and noise. I am at the airport in Marseille, so my apologies. You have read now the stanza the third and the fourth stanza of the translation of Ronsard's poem, and I would like to point to two things. First of all, the relation between the division into stanzas and the division of the text imposed or suggested by the distribution of the rhymes. And second, the distribution of the content, which is indeed the composition of those two stanzas. So let's first address the issue of the tension between the division between the stanzas and the distribution of rhymes. The division between the stanzas is pretty clear. You can see it in the original text. Two stanzas, three lines each. 3 plus 3. But if you look at the structure, the distribution of rhymes, which you can also see in the French original without knowing French, you will easily see that the first two lines of the third stanza rhyme together, and the following rhymes are kind of intermingled. You have pouvoir, mouvoir, and flamme, âme, okay, which gives the overall structure as C, C, D, E, D, E. What this means? Well, this means that despite the traditional sonnet structure, which is four stanzas, the two first stanzas having four lines, the two last stanzas having three lines, you have here the center of the sonnet, and namely the two first lines of the third stanza, kind of isolated, stressed. The attention of the reader is brought, focused on those two stanzas. And this brings me to the second point I would like to make, which is the distribution of the content. The composition itself. Those two first lines of the third stanza speak about a specific thing, about perfection. You have this topic illustrated by the emblem of another love poem, book of erotic poems, Sèvres, another poet, French Renaissance poet, Maurice Sèvres, and the title of the book is Delhi. 1544. The love brings perfection, and that's kind of brought up, stressed in the two first lines of the third stanza. Now, the last four lines of the poem, which means the last line of the third stanza and the entire fourth stanza, speak about another topic. Speak about basically about movement, and that's visible in the motif of the soul. In English, the word soul, well, doesn't bring to mind movement. In French, it does, because âme comes from Latin anima, which is the same origin as the English verb animate. Think about this link between the soul and movement and animation, so to speak. Remember what Ficino said about soul, world soul, and movement within Ficino's universe. Please complete the exercise on the right side of the page and check your score.